But so a big weekend for movies, blockbuster movies. A lot of them you've heard of, some of you have not heard of, and obviously trailers, pretty awesome. Given, you know, get you excited for things. And there's we stumbled on some audio of a few trailers that I didn't even really know existed or were coming out, and it's totally news to me, and they sort of apply around here, and I just thought they were pretty cool.
Are these art house films, like something you might go see at Magnolia?
Well, Angelica? They're different. They're different levels.
Yeah, I mean, hey, sometimes one of those movies will kind of take off a little bit.
Sure,
get
some Oscar buzz. Okay.
So I really don't know. Let's start with the action movie. Hang on.
This is previewing summer trailers for...
Yeah, let's see if you've heard of these.
All right.
I can't see them. I can't see anything. There's too many of them. God, they're everywhere. He's surrounded, really.
I went to TCU. I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years, really.
He went sledding today.
He knows Richard Branson.
He won the hair lottery.
He's kind of like the king of sandwiches.
He rides a lot of
cars. He hasn't bought a CD yet.
Corby. Davidson. is surrounded.
It doesn't give away too much of the plot. That's good. That's great.
I picture Corby walking down the hall like Arnold in T2 when the shotgun falls out and the roses fall, and it's just women. He's having to climb over bodies. I love the onslaught of Braggs there just being layered over one another. He's never bought a CD. He hasn't bought a CD in 5 years.
He played golf with Kid Craddock at Castle Hills.
Can you play the beginning again so we can hear the effect? That might be my favorite part.
I can't see him. I can't see anything. There's too many of them. God, they're everywhere. He's surrounded, really.
I went to TCU. I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years, really.
He went sledding today.
He knows Richard Branson.
He won the hair lottery.
He's kind of like the king of sandwiches.
He rides a lot of cars.
He hasn't bought a CD yet.
Corby. Davidson. is. Surrounded.
Oh my God. He's the king of sandwiches. That's phenomenal. Dude. I will go see that. I'm going to the rowdy version of that.
Yeah. That's some big non-disclosure from him, by the way.
Yeah.
The fact that, I mean, look, he likes to brag about everything. He didn't bring up the fact that they're making a biopic of him.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So that's your action option. I think that actually opens this weekend. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Check IMDb. But, you know, that's if you're with your boys and you want to see an action movie. If you want to take it easy, you might see one that's a little more kind of a heady pick, but it's a little, you know, drama based. Okay. I don't know. Just see what you think of this.
Maybe think about your life.
You know, some say he was the greatest gambler that ever lived.
Hey.
Some say he sees the horse races before they even happen.
It's great.
Like, he actually sits down the day before the race and yells out loud the whole race to get the results and then bet them afterward.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Pay me, bitch. Pay me my paper.
But the word is he's lost his touch.
Damn it!
He's fallen to pieces. His wife, Mary, left him. And she took the boys.
I'm back living on the f***ing beach. I'm getting zero p***, and I've got one damn dollar to my name.
But he's got one last shot. One long shot to get it all back. Well, not his ability to walk, but the rest, yes. The money, the girl, Vanilla and Molly, and the boys.
Oh, I need this. I need this one, pal. Come on, baby. Come on. One time, motherfucker.
What will a man do when he's got nothing left to lose and one chance to make it all right? Find out this summer, Norm Hitzkiss in... parlay.
Yeah. Vanilla and Molly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The
I think I would go see that.
Yeah. Parlay.
Yeah.
What will a desperate man do?
Right. He can win pretty much all of it back.
It's good to see Dennis Franz getting work again.
Getting zero P.
We're back living on the beach.
So, yeah, those are two options for you. And then,
wow.
Yeah, hey.
I don't know. Have you guys heard those before?
I have not, no, but I've been pretty out of the loop.
You know, it's weird sometimes.
Free agency.
Yeah, you've been busy NBA.
Draft was a couple weeks
ago. Does anybody have the Fandango app on their phone for movies?
Yeah,
we can definitely use that for something. Mark that.
That's fine.
I don't know. That's haughty in a unique way.
You'll look up titles, and, you know, you get the big trailers you see during, you know, television shows, games, whatever. Yeah. Maybe go to a movie, you see some trailers. There's a lot of films. Like, if you scroll down, that are out that get no buzz.
Sure, exactly. It's all like promotion, you know.
So it's good you found these.
Yeah, these are really cool. There's actually one more I found. Hit it.
They're the best of the best. There's only 9 of them, but they're everywhere. It's like they're one. The chain is strong. Some say unbreakable. And one man holds that chain. One man is in charge of the strike team.
Who?
What, I mean, why does,
He sleeps until 11 o'clock every day. He literally remembers nothing, short or long term. All he cares about is his girls' softball team.
So, gonna win this deal!
How are we supposed to win if you forgot our uniforms?
I got this. Need to buy new uniforms. Let's do a bake sale.
Yay!
Make some of them brownies and some cookies. gonna need some supplies. Lots of supplies.
Can I have a cookie?
I want a cookie.
Wait, He didn't eat those cookies.
These girls are all baked out of their mind. And you expect them to go out there and play softball?
They'll be all right. Right, girls? Let's get a win.
Don't miss the biggest hit of the summer. It's Dan McDowell in Bake Sale.
Oh, my.
A win? We should be calling the police.
Police? Nah, we gotta win.
Get to it!
No children ingested any marijuana in the making of this picture.
Oh, man, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's like, you know, Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
We have a new classic. It
Bake
looks
sale
like.
Goes wrong.
He forgets the uniforms.
Yeah.
Bad News Bears beats Dazed and Confused.
Drum up boy, some money. The motivational speak. win a game.
Man, that's awesome.
So there you go, boys. Options on this exciting
I think
long
that
weekend.
One needs a sequel where he becomes like somehow he lucks his way into a major league managing job and he's having to give rousing speeches to pro athletes.
Or maybe the team does so well he can, you know, have another big bake sale to send them to Japan and
wow.
They can play internationally.
That may be Christmas season 2015, those exact movies.
All right.
So go out there and have fun, kids.